Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. Slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is June the 11th, 2018. It is a Monday. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And once you are there, you could just say, excuse me, and whatever your question or comment is, just let us know, and we would love to share that with everyone else, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue, okay? So looking forward to that with you all today. So let me just get situated here, and we will get going on today's show. And it is another Manic Monday. All right, so here we go. Getting ready to start the show. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork or the homepage for this network and hit the donation prompt that is there. Make a donation to this network so that this network can remain on air. Very, very important that we do that. So give some financial energy to this network. All donations are greatly appreciated, regardless of how big or how small they are. It's all needed in order for us to move forward. So definitely want that to happen. So please do that. Also, you can support the network. Excuse me. You could also support the network by becoming a member of its social media platform known as BTR Community, and is a social media platform that is not like the other ones. It's not like FedBook. It's a private social media platform, so you don't have to worry about your identity being sold to anyone else at all. You pay for the membership of only $24 a year, So there is no need to sell ads and basically give your information away to those individuals who will be asking for that type of, they want that. So you don't have to worry about that. And that keeps you and your business in a much more secure way. And the other platforms that don't charge you, they do charge you a whole lot more. And most of us think that all charging has to do with actual debt, and it's not. You know, if you ever get accused of a crime, you'll get charged. It's a charge that goes to that. You're being charged. Yes, you are being charged. And there's also, you know, a charge of you engaging in platforms that you know nothing about. You're being charged, and someone is gaining from that. And the financial world knows that the regular general population is unaware of that, and so that's why they engage in it. So FedBook is charging you. How are they charging you? Your eyeballs. When you go to their sites, you use their platform, you post and everything else. They get paid for that. They charge you for it, but they don't send you a bill, but you pay for everything. And they become immensely wealthy while you are actually compromised. They sell your identity, sell so many things. So this platform, you don't have to worry about that. For only $24 a year, you can be a member, post things about you, your business, and that will benefit you, your business, as long as it's all reasonable and presentable to the overall and morally within the confines of what is, you know, relevant, that's cool. You can do all of that, and you can gain from that. The BTR community is not charging you by stealing and compromising your identity. There is a charge of only $24 a year, and that's all that they take from there, and it doesn't compromise, and it doesn't send willfully your information to others so that they can use and exploit it. So very, very important. Become a member. Also, if you'd like to acquire real money, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y-M-I-N-T, Prosperity Mint, and then hit info@prosperitymint.com, email info@prosperitymint.com. Say you're a Tando radio show listener. Someone will get in contact with you and will explain to you the proper way and the right way to acquire the precious metals, the overall process. You need to know that. And that's the only thing that it will be used for. It's to your benefit. So definitely, definitely do that. There was a Tando radio show listener that actually won a Prosperity Mint, sent a gold currency, a 24-karat gold currency or note. And it was pure gold, shaped very, it looks just like, I forget which one that they had, but it was shaped like a $100 bill, and the whole thing was pure gold, 24-karat gold. There was actually a Tando radio show listener that actually won that raffle. Was a raffle that was done for the customers, without the customers being known. It was just a gift that they sent to that one individual, and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful actual gold leaflet, or it is known as Artrum gold. Very, very beautiful piece, pure 24-karat gold that was sent to one of the client. So it's always good to be a client of Prosperity Mint. So definitely do that. Okay, for those of you, just over the weekend we had a seminar, great, great seminar, fantastic. I met a lot of people, and just phenomenal, the things that are going to be doing and what's going to be done. Looking forward to all of that. So let me see, what else? I think that's about it. I'm trying to get set up here so we could get into today's show at any time. Give me a call. I didn't keep up on what was going on in the world over the weekend. Couldn't do it. I was very, very busy. Oh, man. Double fed a story I put. Okay, let me remove it. And One second. What happened to my... Okay, so I wasn't able to keep up with what's going on in the world over the weekend. But I know that it was a lot of great... You all hopefully had a great weekend. I did. Looking forward to it. I'm kind of tired. I'm not kind of tired. I'm extremely tired. Voice is weak. Been talking a lot this weekend, so just bear with me. Had a great story here, and it didn't populate. I will put it back up. Want you to have that story. Oh, how do I do this? All right, here we go. So thank you for just bearing with me. So we're going to jump into what's in the news in a second here. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we could talk about anything. Definitely, we're going to talk about today's show is The Purge. It's more than just a movie. It's a plan. And so let me just get you the right, make sure I'm saying it right. And The Purge, it's not just a movie, but the plan. That's today's show. So if you'd like to get in on that conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number for that. And we are getting squared away and ready to go. Would love to hear from you all today, and always greatly appreciate hearing from you all at all times. So want to just talk about some of those things and get into what's happening, and so that you can rightfully prepare. And I'm going to tell you some things that I think, and I'm starting to notice some things that kind of tells me where things are, and things are rapidly progressing to a very very bleak situation. And I have no problems with that. I actually need to get into my email, because there's an article that I need to share with you all and the importance of it. And we will do that. It has everything to do with the purge. It isn't just the movie. It's the plan. They plan on purging the U.S. is what I mean by that. The system always tells you what they're going to do. Way before they do it, and if you prepare, then you put yourself in a good position where it doesn't really matter. You can keep yourself immune from it. You can protect yourself from it. Very, very important that you do that. And so there's a couple of articles that I didn't get posted in as of yet that I definitely want to get posted in. So give me 1 second before we get into the news. And once again, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, engage. Tell us what you think about some things that would help me out for today as well, because of the lingering, my voice is pretty much gone. But either way, we will have this show, and we'll do a good the best job that we possibly can, and looking forward to bringing it to you today. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. In the first article of what's in the news for today's show, The Purge isn't just a movie, but it's the plan, comes from RT International. No leader is forever, Macron says. Macron strikes hostile tone against Trump, says the U.S. can be kicked out of the G7. I want you to really think about that while we get ready for today's show. Heads up, that's what the plan is going to be. They're telling you what's going to happen and the ramifications of that, and what that really means is a whole lot. So definitely want you to be well aware of that. So over the weekend, they had the G7 meeting. It didn't go well for the corporation of the U.S., so to speak, which means it didn't really go well for everyone here, because that's who's going to be the intended, and that's who the overall burden of these relationships breaking up, that's who's going to bear it. Next article from RT International as well. There's a special place in hell for Trudeau, for backstabbing Trump, White House trade advisor says. It is open season on Justin Trudeau. Trudeau in Trump's administration, with the White House Trade Council chief launching an attack on the Canadian prime minister, saying there's a special place in hell for anyone who double-crosses his boss. How arrogant. But listen to what is really being said and what that really means. Check out that article, and we'll talk about some of that. Next article from the Washington Post. With smiles and a handshake, Trump and Kim could mass gulf on nuclear arms. And I don't think that this overall agreement, I was hearing that celebrity figurehead Trump is going to be leaving early, meaning it ain't going good. So who knows? We'll see how this plays out. Very, very critical. I'll give you some of my thoughts on the overall meetings with North Korea and Singapore that will happen and start tomorrow, so to speak, but they've been having meetings already. So I will definitely give some of my opinions on that, and it plays all into everything. Next article comes from South China Morning Post. Trump's policy towards Taiwan can turn the island into just another U.S. puppet. Wait, let me just make sure I got that right. Let me pull it up real quick, because I don't think it was that. I added that last part myself, because I thought it was going to say something. Okay, Trump's policy towards Taiwan could turn island. And it just froze on me. And so it basically is, you could say, it's a puppet of the U.S. It's been that way for a while. But let me get this article up for real. And it didn't, here we go. Okay, here we go. Trump's policy on Taiwan could turn the island into just another U.S. colony as China threats achieve little. And this was China hardline stance on Taiwan, backed up by little action, is pushing the island further into the U.S.'s sphere of influence. Check out that article. Very, very important. Yes, I think that's all a part of the plan, but I don't think that that is going to be the end result. The end result is going to be something much, much more, in my opinion, and significant. But Taiwan is significant because I think it's going to be one of the key launch pads for World War III that turns into global nuclear war one. And everything has been set up. And then over the weekend in the South Sea of China, before the weekend last week, there was reports that China had moved a lot of or some of its missiles off of some of the islands in the South Sea of China. Well, guess what? Reports now saying they put them back. So very, very soon you may say, what does that mean? That, you know, so what? Why do we care about that? It's all a part of all of the major events, the cascading events that are going to topple and fall one right after the other, boom, 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 and fall in a domino effect or in an implosion effect, floor by floor, being taken out. That's why it's so important, because it has everything to do with the war paradigm that's being set up. Next article I got from oilprice.com. And here we go. Geopolitical tensions reach boiling point ahead of OPEC meeting. They just had the G7 meetings. OPEC meetings will happen on June the 22nd, which is critical. And what's going to happen there, I think, is all going to continue to start to fall apart. Here it is. The upcoming OPEC meeting on June the 22nd is shaping up to be a contentious one. After news broke that the U.S. government asked Saudi Arabia to increase oil production before Washington pulled out of the Iranian nuclear deal. Early last week, news surfaced about the United States. And this, one bad thing about the Saudis producing more oil, the Saudis is running out of oil. And this is part of the problems and part of the destabilization that's there in the region. But now OPEC is the part of OPEC, the play of OPEC is going to be interjected now, and that is going to be a major, major part. One second. Major part of the destabilization is all, everything is coming together like a hand in glove. Sorry, I got a text. Let me just hit this. No, I can't do two things at one time. So this OPEC meeting is the 22nd, and I just think more and more meetings is going to be more and more countries coming together against the U.S. Now, OPEC is going to be is actually controlled by the U.S., but I don't know how much longer that they're going to be able to have a sphere of influence there. And that, so that's very, very important. Maybe we'll get to that one as well. Next article from Sputnik News. Free Syrian Army, U.S. preparing chemical attack is what the Russian MOD is saying. Middle East, Russian Defense Minister spokesman, Major General Igor Konoskovich said Monday that the militia of the Free Syrian Army had already brought canisters with chlorine to a settlement to stage another chemical attack against civilians. And last time, the Russians told the world that, hey, there's going to be a chemical attack that they're going to do, and boom, it happened. So it's probably going to happen again and further propel everything. It's going to move that region into destabilizing it, and finally it will break, and it's going to move into real, real bad, bad, bad momentum, bad energy, bad for us, because it's going to adversely affect our children. And many of you that may not be children, but it will affect you as well. Have to have the plan. Next article from oilprice.com. OPEC set to reject Iran's plea for U.S. sanctions discussing. So OPEC will probably reject the Iranian request to put the U.S. sanctions against Tehran up for discussion at the cartel's official meeting later this month. They said, nope, we won't even want to hear it. Why? Because that's the U.S. control that's there. And OPEC is going to be losing this overall. OPEC will be broken like NATO will be broken, and that means the U.S. will be broken. All goes together. Next article from Press TV. Iran, China discuss the JCPOA, this is known as the Iranian nuclear deal. All-out ties on SCO sidelines. The celebrity figurehead president of Iran had a conference with the celebrity figurehead, his counterpart and celebrity figurehead president of China, on a multilateral nuclear agreement Tehran signed with the P5+1 group of countries in 2015. A mutual relationship, particularly in economic and in trade sector between the two countries. Well, it's not just that. It's also militarily. If someone attacks China, Iran has already signed an agreement and a treaty with them that they will come to their overall military aid. And the same thing has been set for Iran. If anyone attacks Iran, China has agreed and signed a pact with them, an agreement and a treaty with them that they will come to their military aid. Why? Because they have vested interest in each other. Iran sells oil to China, which they desperately need, and China provides funding that Iran desperately needs. So if you attack one, you're attacking the other. That's why this overall Iranian deal wasn't just an attack on Iran. And very, very important that we know these things. Next article from Press TV. Israel launched a surprise drill near Syria amidst tensions. Israel Army has launched a surprise drill, and one of the things that Israel called up all of its reserves over the weekend. Not good. Something is up. Israel Army has launched a surprise military exercise on the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights near Syrian border, amidst the rising tensions in the region following several Israeli airstrikes on Syria. The Israeli military says it kicked off its military drill in the occupied territories on Sunday with the aim of maintaining combat readiness. Something is up. Next article from Sputnik News. Iran to North Korea. Message from Iran to North Korea. Don't trust deal breaker in chief, Trump. And there's another article really quickly. Let me go into it. It's very, very important. And probably want to read this one. And just give me 1 second. And at any time, that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation anytime, give us a call. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. We're more than happy. I'd be happy to talk to you all. Need to do that because I know that time is running short. And I want you to have as many of your questions answered or at least talked about, discussed, but mainly have yourself prepared. I want to just say another thing. Last week, I was able to talk to some good people out of Good Brothers and Sister VP, Brother Tommy, Brother Rio, and Roz, talking to 1 second, y'all. I can't do two things at one time. Nope. Okay, talking to a preparedness group out of Atlanta that's being put together, and I think it's really, really, really good that that is actually happening. You should be doing that right now yourself because it's critical that you do that. Because if you don't, it's only going to hurt you and your family. So big ups to the Atlanta group, and they know that there's a lot of things that they need to do, but the start is so, so important. Okay, so 1 second, all me. I forgot my password. Man, this stuff is kicking my butt. Okay. Ah, remember the password. So let me get out. Sorry, you all, but I got a very important article that I want you all to have at your disposal. We need to talk about it and get into today's show. So I'm going to do that. And, man, I'll be having so much on my mind, y'all. My daggone days be crazy. And so I get caught up in so much. But we keep pace. We keep pace. Or we try to keep pace. Okay, so it's a real, real article. Let me pull it up, and then we can get into the show. Where did I put that article? Okay, I put it here. Let me set up here. 1 second. Gotta remember my darn password. I hate passwords, man. No, they're necessary, but I hate them. Sorry, I couldn't talk. I had to think. I got in. Yes. So, let me just real quickly get into this. And I think this article is real, real important. Man, I can't see this. What the heck is going on here? One second. Sorry for the dead air, y'all, but I can't talk. And yeah, go ahead, Jenna.
Greetings. How are you today, man?
I'm good, man. Thanks for helping out. My man Jenna knew that. Let me help Dave out real quick. Jenna knows how.
I had to get through a few I had to get through a few things myself. Going, got a few doors that I had to open up. So apologize for that. Some of this stuff that you're talking about, man, I'm right there with you as far as when we're talking about China, North Korea. I'm not gonna say that everything that they're showing on the news now is a facade, because we know how narcissistic Trump is, and we already know the family history of the Kims, you know. So it's an interesting dynamic. Kim them ain't saying nothing, and that proves to me that they are aware of what's going on. Even when there's some crazy stuff being said, they don't ever respond. It's always another country or our propaganda media site, whichever one it is. You know, they always say what they think. They never say anything. And he's out there taking selfies today, you know. He feeling good. And to go against self-preservation, because I understand that they have been at this for quite some time, and everything that they're showing, since they are the hunted, they're not going to show all of that. So we don't get to see any of what they actually capable of, just the little bitty parts that they want us to see.
Yeah.
He feeling good right now. And we still have our... what do you call it? Political figurehead? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity figurehead. He doing all of the foolishness that could be done. And now they finna go into talks, and we gotta believe whatever they say when they come up out of there. I wanted to ask you about that, because he has held himself so steady. Meaning Kim Jong-un, he's held himself so steady when he has continuously, from a child up to the ruler now, been hearing about assaults that will be taken on North Korea. And now he's finally getting that face-to-face, across the table talk, that his family has been looking for some time.
Right.
I'm not sure if anybody watches, look at these things from this particular point of view, but I wanted to ask you, they've been doing this for 3 generations now. They finally get that chance. We haven't heard them say that they was going to stop doing anything or what have you. They did stop, but they didn't say that they was going to completely dismantle. They going over here to the celebrity figurehead of the United States Inc. And we got a fool representing us on top of all of that. What kind of manipulation do you see going on throughout those talks? And how is that going to play into Trump talking about reinstating the gold standard, which I had to explain this to somebody else the other day, that the gold standard never was left. We just left. Hold on, Mel. Hold on, Mel. You used the potty? That's awesome. my fault.
No, you're perfect, man. I love it.
Put me on mute real quick. I got to go handle this.
Yeah. Go ahead. And I know where you're going with it.
Yeah. Potty, baby. Yeah, and I'll be back in a minute. Put me on mute, please.
Okay, no problem. I'll put you on mute. And then I just unmute yourself. So, yeah, I think it's all a huge, huge setup. Let me put Jenna on mute so y'all don't hear any bathroom business. Okay, so, yeah, I think it's a complete setup. Everything is working perfectly, and this is why today's show is the Purge is not just a isn't just the movie, but it's the plan. And this is the whole plan with you saw the breakup with the G7 and how that all went. This is in North Korea now. Is North Korea, does North Korea have nuclear weapons? Absolutely they do. Does South Korea realize the power of North Korea by having nukes and what that means throughout the world? Absolutely they do. So it's just my opinion that they've already reunified the overall Koreas, but it hasn't been completely officially announced You can't make that complete official announcement until the U.S. is put out of South Korea. So these negotiations is not about really about North Korea. It's really about the overall, in my opinion, it's really about the influence of the U.S. staying in the Koreas, or as I would say now, that I firmly believe that the bond and relationship has already been set, read body language, it's no longer a North and South Korea, it's Korea now, and that path to reunify is already realized that it has to be done, it will be done, it's just a matter of appropriately announcing it. And that appropriate announcement is going to have to come at the appropriate time, in the appropriate way, under the appropriate manner. And that being that the U.S. first has to be put out. The U.S. military, the U.S. influence in South Korea has to be put out. Now, where's the pushback? Because when they start reunify the Korea, there's going to be a major, major pushback. Is the pushback going to come from China? No. Pushback going to come from Russia? No. Where's the pushback going to come from? One place and one place only. The one that gained the most from the war from the Koreas in the first place would have been the U.S. That's what's really at stake. And just as in the G7, the article that I posted really quickly, and it says from RT International. Let me pull this up real quick. And this all goes with, this is what these negotiations are really, really about. Yes, I still believe that all of these countries are in one big fraternity together. Okay? Definitely, definitely do think that. So there's an article that I posted a little earlier today, and it was from RT. It says Macron, the French president, no leader is forever, quote unquote, no leader is forever. Macron strikes hostile tone against Trump and says the U.S. can be kicked out of the G7. Let me tell you how I read that. The U.S. will be kicked out of the G7 and will be replaced by, there will be the G7. It will be the G6 for a short period of time, and it will be the G7 again. Let me read the article to you really quickly, and this is from last Friday. If Donald Trump doesn't care about being isolated, and we already know that from the celebrity figurehead Donald Trump, his mantra was to be isolated. Okay? You have America First agenda, that's an isolation. Self-proclaimed isolation. Just you and nobody else. When you're supposed to be the global superpower economically and everything else, but you're not. Here it goes. If Donald Trump doesn't care about being isolated by who? See, when you read this stuff, you got to ask a question with it. Being isolated by who? The rest of the world. Being isolated by the rest of the world geopolitically, economically, socially, and militarily. And that military isolation means the rest of the world will go to war, in a world war against the U.S. and its allies. And that ally list is coming shorter and shorter by the moment. See, that's the hidden message, or the message behind it all. This is the purge. The rest of the world is going to get rid of. At an appropriate time, they're going to all attack the U.S. just like in the movie The Purge. They're going to get rid of the undesirable, the ones that's been causing all the problems. That's the in between the lines, reading between the lines message that's being sent and conveyed to those that will be listening and realize the importance of preparing. Go back to the article. If Donald Trump doesn't care about being isolated, then the G7 may be better being G6, says Emmanuel Macron. The celebrity figurehead French president slammed U.S. counterpart for unproductive tariffs and preventing other nations from dealing with Iran. Notice what he said. You can't tell us who we're going to deal with. We want to deal with Iran. We have to deal with Iran. And if we're going to make a choice between you and Iran, we've already made the choice. We've chosen Iran. And the tariffs is just the means to the objective of World War III, Global Nuclear War I, and then a transferring of geopolitical influence where the U.S. will no longer have any relevance on the global stage. They will be divided and used. I've got to read this stuff and see what's really happening. When reporters asked Macron on Thursday if the problem with Trump last Thursday was that he didn't care about being isolated, Macron struck a hostile tone, reminding the media that no president is forever. And I'm going to say this. No empire holds the overall systematic position of the first position for more than what the system allows and wants. No empire. Every empire is expendable. And the U.S. has already had its all empires fall. Why? Because they were fictitiously put into position of authority when they had none from from the beginning. So it goes on. The six countries of the G7, without the United States, listen, are a bigger market taken together than the U.S. market. The six nations of the G7 without the United States are a bigger market taken together than the American market, Macron said, standing alongside the Canadian celebrity figurehead prime minister. Maybe the quote, maybe the American president doesn't care about being isolated today, but we don't mind being six if need be. Now, these are supposed to be the allies. This is Canada. And this is France. Hold on one second. One second, I have to take this call real quick. One second. Certain people call. You got to take the call. So I had to take that call. So what I was saying just before we went into the break is that this is the Canadian prime minister. This is the French celebrity figurehead prime minister and Canadian celebrity figurehead prime minister and the celebrity figurehead president of France. Supposedly some of the staunchest allies of the U.S. Canada is significantly important. Why? Because it has the northern border. Mexico was tied in this as well. Mexico was in with everybody else. get rid of the U.S. Mexico has the southern border. So the U.S. now is surrounded for the very first time by the overall developing enemies against the U.S. France and Canada are now pretty much enemies of the U.S. And the thing about Canada is this. The attack on Canada is really the attack on the U.K. And last week, the celebrity figurehead Prime Minister of the U.K., May, met with the celebrity head of state of Israel, Netanyahu, and told him, sorry, we're going to stick with Iran. We're going to stick with the deal and stick with Iran. So what does the U.S. do? Okay, cool. We know how to get you. Remember, Canada is a satellite of the U.K. So whenever the U.S. says and has problems with Canada, it really has problems with the U.K. And all of this is happening right under our noses that's not being really emphasized to its importance. There was a voice that was there. I think it may have been Brother Davis.
No, that wasn't Brother Davis. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, Scotty.
Just a quick side note. I did not know I did not know that till this year when I was actually reading about the War of 1812 and reading about, you know, how those former victims of slavery who did join the British Marines and tried to burn Washington, D.C. down, but it was saved by a storm, and they were resettled in British Columbia. And that Canada, what we know as Canada today, was really just two big colonies, one of the French and one, that's why you got French-speaking people up there. And then the other one was the British monarchy had a colony. And then I continued to read, and I was like, wait a minute. The Queen of England today is listed as the head of state of Canada. And I didn't know that, and a lot of people don't know that, man.
Yes. So true. Yes, there was someone else that said, was that Jenna?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Jenna.
To add on to what Scotty was saying, the same thing with the Spanish. And I know that... I didn't realize this until you started bringing it up, that Germany is in control of the Spanish country right now. And you've never said that, but just checking out the correlations between Spain and Germany and how they operate economically around the world. And then you continue to say that if Germany left, then Spain leaves also. That's Mexico. That's that southern border. The same way that Brother Scotty was just talking about the French and the British, and everybody starting to separate themselves. And when Trump started talking about this, and he was shooting it at Spain and Britain, then we started having turmoil with the countries that's bordering us on the same continent. I just want to throw that out there. I was going to say some of the stuff what Scotty was saying, too, but he took care of that. So I'm going to put myself on mute and continue to listen.
Yes, sir. Well said. Yeah, you know, everyone. And then Italy over the weekend basically said, no. No. We're going to be working with Iran. And so everyone is strategically placing itself. Who is the U.S. having as allies? There was a picture over the weekend that I didn't post it. I think I didn't post it today. Right now, the true allies of the U.S. are the remaining allies of the U.S. They'll say that they're allies, but in jest, but they know that that's not going to last forever. And they're making amends and making arrangement for that. While most people are just completely naive to it. So, Italy, has now said that. Now, the one country that is – a couple of countries that are still standing firm is – Israel can never leave the U.S. And Japan. Japan is playing probably this the best of all the nations, because Japan knows what happened to them historically when they went against the U.S. You think they ever forgot that? No. So now they're going to be much more strategical in their approach to the U.S., which is the wisest thing in the world to do. But believe me, Japan was one of the last countries with Taiwan that was actually offered by China to be a founding member in the AIIB, and they took it, which means they're going to be leaving them too. They're going to be leaving the U.S. too. All of this is very, very significant and relevant because of what it really means. And now there's an article I got to post. I'm going to get back to this. Okay, this is not good. Today's date, breaking news. The U.N. has withdrew itself and is withdrawing its staff on Monday from the besieged Yemen port. After member countries were told that an attack by forces led by the UAE or the United Arab Emirates was imminent, according to two diplomats briefing on the matter. And that means that that's Saudi and that's the U.S. influence in there, and this is going to continue to be a part of the overall escalation of war in that area. Okay? And wow, this is huge. Let me post this in the chat room. It has everything to do. Sorry, I just wanted to hit that to you all. That happened today in the UN pulls out when major war starts to break out, and this is all the conversion, a concerted effort of a conversion to war. So I'll put that inside of Tando as soon as I get some time. I'll do it throughout the break so you can read that. Very, very significant. And then there was also from the New York Times. But any full-scale attack on the port would be highly contested. American officials have warned the immigrants and Saudi government that an offensive would result in a quagmire. The United Nations says it could cause more than a quarter of a million civilian casualties. All right, this is all setting up. The war continues, and these are just some of the paths. So,
Brother,
I wanted to get back real quick. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I ain't gonna say this the last time I'm gonna interrupt you, but I wanted to ask you about the treaty with Russia. And this is where we purchase, and I shouldn't say we, but this is where the United States of America purchased Alaska. 1867. Once again, it's called the Treaty with Russia. And this is where President Monroe had done, you know, he said a few things, and he got he ended up being able to get Alaska, and that's why we have it now. And just not too long ago, we constantly see Russia on those coastal borders.
Mm-hmm.
With everything that's going on with North Korea, which involves China directly, and all of the activity that's in the South China Sea. We have all of this stuff going on over here on the Pacific, along the lines of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the things that I want to ask you before one of my daughters came and interrupted us. How do you see all of this playing? Because we at a disadvantage right now, being spread out across the globe, with them just sitting back and patrolling their territories. For those who don't know, you know, it's a lot of flat earthers out there nowadays. Don't realize that Russia and Alaska is right there. We have all of this stuff going on, and we're trying to make deals with our enemies, and like you said, continuously going at odds with our friends. And I keep on saying ours, but when I say that, I mean the United States. Yeah. How are we supposed to project all of this? Because you've always been telling everybody who listens to this station, you know, get up on your silver, get up on your gold, you have the money for that, ammunition, table of preparedness.
Mm-hmm.
We have all of this going on. I just laid out the reason why Russia is constantly stocking Alaska. All of these things are going on, and we still owe all of these people gold.
Mm-hmm.
How does all of that play into all of the events that's going on right now, including the distractions that we have to see, whether we're talking about some of the murders that's going on, which are real murders, but, you know, the government make things happen. And then we have the rap beast, all of the new movies, all of this stuff going on all at the same time, and just, this is the only place that I've heard this, you know. I mean, I pay attention to it myself, but this is the only place I hear this type of information. So how do we process all of that? Some of the stuff I talked about Alaska, people probably didn't even know. So how do we process all of that, and why it's going on? That's the question that I want to ask you before my daughter came and got me. So with that being said, I'm going to put myself on mute. And thank you for your time, brother. Shout out to you too.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you immensely. So listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'll definitely jump into that when we come back, Jenna, because it definitely is real important. It's still is very, very relevant, and is very, very real. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Scotty, give me 2 minutes extra.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Malcolm, what is your purpose here?
Well, my purpose here is to remind the African heads of state that there are 22 million of us in America who are also of African descent, and to remind them also that we are the victims of America's colonialism or American imperialism, and that our problem is not an American problem, it's a human problem. It's not a Negro problem, it's a problem of humanity. It's not a problem of civil rights, but a problem of human rights.
And what do you hope for from this conference?
Well, we hope to bring pressure upon them, or rather we hope to impress upon them the importance of their bringing pressure and world opinion upon the United States to take some meaningful effort to solve our problem in America. We want them to help us get our problem before the United Nations and charge America with violating our human rights in the same way that South Africa is charged with violating the human rights of our people in that area.
And what sort of reaction have you been getting from the African leaders?
Well, I've gotten a good reaction, a very sympathetic reaction, and an understanding reaction. Many of them have been misinformed by the American government into thinking that black people in America don't identify with Africa, and therefore they've restrained themselves from voicing their interest in our problem. But I've impressed upon them that our problem is their problem, as well as their problems are our problem.
Ready to go, Scotty. Thank you. Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. A very, very important piece, soundbite that Scotty played from Malcolm, talking about the human rights and not the civil rights problem globally. That's being projected on by the corporations of governments, and what that really means. And so very, very important, and it still goes on to this day. So just before we went to the commercial break, Jenna had asked about Alaska and the importance of Alaska. I'm very, very well versed on Alaska. In my military time, some of my military time was spent in Alaska. And Russia has always felt that deal was not a sincere deal or a legal deal. They've always considered Alaska a part of Russia. And one of their first objectives is to take that back. And I think that they definitely will. I believe that they're already stationed on some of the Aleutian Islands in Alaska now. Basically, they've retaken it. And their overall objective is to take all of Alaska back. Why? Because of the many natural resources that Alaska has that was an extension from Russia in the beginning. And I do see that being something that will happen in the future. And it will be reclaimed, in my opinion, by Russia. And that's very, very, significant there. So that was that's my take on that. And it all plays into, as we move into, I see a major, major false flag happening. And I think it's going to be a cyber attack false flag that is going to happen. And that's going to start, that will be the flashbang for the overall global realignment. And that overall flashbang of a cyber attack, I think, is going to be relatively soon. I don't know when, but just looking at some of the things, I definitely could see that happening, because that flashbang, and for those of you that don't know what a flashbang is something that's used tactically to actually divert if you're carrying out an assault on someone, you use a flashbang. You throw in a flashbang. You use a flashbang because it creates a lot of noise. It's a loud boom, and it has a real bright light, so it disorientates your overall target. And when your target is disorientated, then you move in. And very, very effective, extremely effective, because when people know that they're being assaulted, their overall adrenaline, a flashbang uses the overall adrenaline against the individuals. And so that's a very, very purposeful tool. And I think that there's going to be a flashbang cyber attack. And once that happens, that is going to mask and cover different moves, and before you know it, the war will be upon. It will just expand. It will be no time for questioning. And I think when things start to unfold, they're going to unfold very, very fast, so that people won't question. Because then, if people have time to question, but if they're constantly under constant attack, they won't question. They'll just do what they're told. And I think that's some of the things that I see happening, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But I really do want to get back to this article about the purge, and want to lay out how the world, before I talked about this, there wasn't the evidence to substantiate what I was saying that is going to be happening. But now you can start to see that is exactly what is happening. And just reading between the lines, they tell you everything, so you can kind of come up with, You may not know the exact date, the exact time, or the exact method, but you can definitely know that there is a conspiracy agenda that's being brought forth in who the overintended victims and targets are. So I want to go back to this article real quick. Yeah, I think someone said, hey.
I want to tell you real quick.
Hey, Otis, go ahead, brother.
Hey, what's up, brother? What you're talking about, over the last week, all last week, Comcast had outages all across the country on people being able to accept callers and stuff in their talk show programs. Tom Hartman had the same problem. The guy, a couple of other ones too. I don't want to go take up all the time and tell you, but
no, you're good, Otis.
You know, since they're Comcast is the big boy in the country, really, you know. Yes. Verizon and all of them are kind of second fiddle because Comcast has his fingers in everything. But what Tom Hartman was saying is exactly what you were talking about. He said when this happened, and this was all not on private residential contracts, all on the business platforms, to the point that some fire stations and police 911 outages occurred. And what they're saying is the same thing. He said, now, what if this is a cyber attack or the precursor to it, the test run on a cyber attack? Because Comcast could not explain why somebody in Baltimore was having the same problem somebody in Portland was having when they supposedly have all of these backup units all across the country. And it was just random throughout the country, but only on business accounts. So,
wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that. And there's been a lot of dry runs. I know that there's been blackouts from here and everything else. So it's all being put together. And what Otis is saying is what I'm alluding to. I definitely think that there is a real flashbang. Go ahead. Someone said something.
I said 30 more seconds. He made the statement that you're talking about now. And you know, Tom Hartman runs his show 3 hours a day from noon till 3. But he stayed on this last week for the 4 days he was there saying, why do you think this is not on the major news? It's not on the major news because what? Comcast and their buddies own all the major news channels. They're not going
to... They don't want people...
...the cyber attack.
So true, and I definitely, I'm with you 100, Otis. And these are some of the things that are concerning to me. Then why everyone needs to be prepared, because we are definitely in the false flag season now. We're out of the assassination season, and now we're moving to the actual false flag season, and it's going to be very relevant, and I think it's going to be very dynamic and huge, and I'm going to get to that in a minute, because, and I just want to read this real quick, and I got to get back to what Otis is saying for you all, because I got to, you know, this is what I said I would say, because we have to talk about this. Real quick, let me go back to the article, and we're going to come back to what I think is unfolding. Macaroon comment comes as leaders of the G7 countries are preparing to meet at a trade summit in Canada, which they did over the weekend. Analysts expect will turn into a showdown on trade deals, given Trump's repeated insistence that the U.S. has the worst trade deal ever made. The French leaders also slammed Trump's recent decision to impose import tariffs on steel and aluminum from Europe, Canada, and Mexico. Enemy number one, enemy number two, and number three. I would like to say, Mr. Trump, that the measures taken are counterproductive. We can't, this is a quote. I would like to say, Mr. Trump, that the measures taken are counterproductive. We cannot engage in a trade war against friends. What is he saying? We can't engage against trade wars with friends. We can engage in trade wars with enemies and people that aren't our friends. So if you engage in a trade war with us, you're no longer a friend. You're a foe that will turn into an enemy, because first currency wars, then trade wars, then shooting wars. And who's the lineup? Canada, France, Mexico, Germany, the EU, Iran, China, India, Pakistan. And most of all of those countries, North Korea, South Korea, all of those countries are nuclear-powered countries, pretty much. It goes on. A trade war doesn't spare anyone. It will start the first of all hurt the U.S. workers, and cost raw materials will rise. The cost of raw materials will rise, and industries will become less competitive, Macron warned. And this was the exact same thing that H.R. 5404 had said, because they knew that this was coming. Macron has previously attempted to strike more of a consolidary tone with Trump, and even doubted that Trump's whispers by saying to the media that now he went on to say that there was no world harmony, hegemony, and that the six other countries, excluding the U.S., represent a real force at the international level today. He went on to say that there would be no world hegemony. Do you hear what he says? Now they're saying, no more the U.S. first. The U.S. may try to play that, but the world, the rest of us, and we've all agreed, they've already made this agree that no one will have have a global dollar hegemony, one currency hegemony. No country will have its overall agenda adhered to first. So they're getting rid of the U.S. is what they're basically saying. No world hegemony, and that the six nations, excluding the U.S., represents a real force. What kind of force? Geopolitical, economic, militarily. At the international level today. So, and if you look at what happened at the G7, it was ugly. But it was all staged and it was all part of it. They were all against Trump. Had John Bolton with him. And the Prime Minister of Japan was on Trump's side. I think it was just a show, not sincere. It was all setting up for this major, 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 major change. It's a move, a reset, a global reset. And how this globe and the system likes to reset things is by depopulating the planet through wars, disease, famine, and poverty on major scales. Because what it resets, they may reset the overall chairs on the deck. Some chairs get thrown overboard, some chairs get folded. Some chairs get moved from first position or second position or third position and go to 20th position or whatever position they do. They reshuffle the deck as they want to, because they still have to deal out a hand that they will always win. They're going to play the cards. They're going to make everybody play cards with cards that are already marked. They're going to make everyone roll loaded dice so that they lose and the system continuously wins. They're shuffling the deck now, and the U.S. is not going to be relevant anymore. What does that mean for you? If you are not preparing, you won't be relevant anymore as well. You will be a part of the history saying this is what happened to them. And they deserved it. They became greedy. They became this. They became that. And the world said, no, no more. No more. There's an article I posted. I think it's really significant, and I got to read it to you. This comes from goldmoney2.com. and I'm pulling it up real quickly. And I think it's, hold on real second. I go to the caller. I just want to start this real quick, and I'm going to go to the caller. Real quick, 1 second, caller. Says this. Pulling up. Without gold, I would have starved to death, the ECB governor says. Without gold, I would have starved to death, the ECB governor said. He said this on Friday. Without gold, I would have starved to death. Edwin Norwegian, the governor of Australia's central bank and member of the ECB governing council. I was born in 1944. When I was a baby, my mother could only buy food because she still had some gold coins. When the going gets tough, gold becomes the ultimate money. This has such a profound effect on this gentleman and what he learned from that. And he's saying that he was a baby then, and he would have starved if his mother didn't prepare. And that same dynamic is here now. I'm not going to read the whole article. It's not that long, but I will read it. It's only a paragraph. Very, very important. Very, very important that we do. But we got a caller in queue. I want to go to the caller, and then I'll get to this, and then I'm going to talk about what it is I think is coming down the line, why you need to be prepared. Is my man Roz out of – my man Roz is on the line. Roz, what say you? What's going on, bro?
Hey, peace and love. How you doing, Brother Dave?
Peace, bro. Go ahead.
Peace to the callers and listeners, too. Yeah, what Brother Otis was saying was quite telling, because I remember years ago when I was at Comcast, I was with them for about 6 years. And probably around 2010, 2011, it was around the time when they started to make the transition from the old way of watching television over the airwaves to the fiber optic cable as the sole option to watch television. And they were saying that, that the reason for them doing it was that they wanted to free up the radio waves they used to generate TV station signals for use by the military as a secondary option if the fiber optic system was collapsed for some reason. And I kept thinking when we had this meeting, because it was like a big meeting across the company, basically different departments were all having this meeting about this transition and what it was supposed to mean. Meaning, like, if you wanted to watch regular channels, you have to get what they call a digital transport adapter, a DTA, and that would give you basic cable only, no higher channels or anything. And then you had to get the big box, or at one point they had a small box too, in order to get like the premium channels and all that other stuff. And also, they were forcing people to pay for television for the first time. So when Brother Otis was talking about the fact that all of these different stations across the country were having the same problem, I just think it's a part of the setup, because Comcast is deeply entrenched with the government, and I could just see something major hitting the fan on that level with them, and even that being used as a pretext to move further into either deeper trade war scenarios, or even facilitate a war paradigm if they cause an issue in conjunction with let's say shutting down communications and then doing something else off the grid with some sort of hacking situation that facilitates them saying, hey, we need to do something about this. So I just think it's something to just pay close attention to, because I know that these corporations, especially once I noticed that Comcast was literally just dominating the entire industry and becoming that one source for everything, just monopolizing everything, they're going to be a major conduit through which a lot of things can be facilitated, because of the fact that there aren't many options for the public in regards to getting these services. So they're like the too big to fail, version right. of communication. So if something happens to them, it's going to trigger something through the government, because it's too deeply in bed with one another. So he just made me think about that. I just wanted to toss that out into the mix as well. I'll mute myself for now. Great show. Peace.
My man, as always, Roz. Well, a lot of great information always, Otis and Roz and Jenna, and so true. And remember what the overall mandate of the U.S. is now from the executive order, that any cyber attack would be deemed as an act of war. So who would be blamed for the cyber attack, and how that could actually spin off into other things? And remember, it's not just that, it's the just-in-time delivery system that is really going to get, is really vulnerable. The banking and the just-in-time delivery system is extremely vulnerable to this whole situation. Extremely vulnerable. And this perpetuates, and because you won't be able to know what's going on, just imagine you don't know what's going on, and then all of a sudden you don't have food, you don't have gas, and this and that, the panic that would spread, and people would not be able to find out. Everyone would be wondering what's going on instead of knowing that. See, one of the things that's very, very important is that if you don't see something happen before it comes, you darn sure are not going to know what to do once it happens. Those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, you start to see all of a sudden a complete change, major, major change, and things aren't working, this, that. You right away already know what's up. Uh-oh, it ain't good. And then you're going to use that time to your advantage, while everybody else is going to be, why my TV not working? Why my phone not working? What's going on? Why the lights out? Why this is out? Nothing works. I can't talk to here. Can't talk to there. And then after a while, they're just going to keep going and everything else. And then, but you'll know right away, ATM machines don't work. Oh, this don't work. That don't work. You'll know right away. Oh, shoot. Like it or not, I'm in it now. And I hope I prepared. I hope I've asked the questions I needed, you know, answers to, and everything else. And everyone else around you is not going to know what's going on. And you may not be able to use your, because we're so dependent on smartphones for dumb people. We're so dependent on phones and everything else. All of that is easily compromised. And that is going to do what? That is going to cause, for people that know, they're going to be able to position themselves a whole lot faster, knowing that this is going on right now. And this is what I see happening. This displacement and this geopolitical, this unstable situation is ripe for the perfect crisis. And who would benefit from it? And who would benefit from it? It's the perfect time for a cyber attack on the major categories in the U.S. that affect people. Stop, Ghost. Sorry about that, y'all. My dog. And what happens is that cyber attack happens, which I do see. And that'd be a flashbang, and then once everything gets restored, it'll be on Cerebrally Naive Network. They'll tell you this happened and that happened. It won't be the truth, or it will be the perpetual false flag that they'll say this person and that person did this, and now the U.S. is responding to this, and then all of a sudden it goes back down again, and then 2 days later, all of a sudden you have major U.S. cities starting to get bombed and everything else. The people will be so disoriented. They will be so disorientated. They will lose their focus, not know what's going on. They won't be ready for it. They'll be just be begging for somebody to explain what's happening. And guess what? When you ask them, they're going to tell you what to think and what to say and what to do. And all of a sudden you're going to hear, I don't know which country, but you're going to hear that could be because of North Korea didn't go right. They got with Iran and they hit us with a cyber attack, and China and Russia helped them. or China and Russia said, no, you can't invade them, and they did it, but you can't invade them. We need to go to the UN and do sanctions and all that. And the U.S. says, ain't no time for sanctions. The U.S. and Israel attack. But I'm going to tell you what I think is really going to be. I think it's really going to be that in Israel, where they're going to say that they got hit with a cyber attack from Iran because they was kicking Iran's butt, and Iran hit them with a cyber attack. And when that cyber attack happened, it caused them to be vulnerable to attack by Iran. And Iran hit them, and their response is going to be great. And then this is where they're also going to attack Russian forces in Syria. And then that is going to be, and they're going to attack Iran outright. Cut the lights out here and say, hey, we got hit. Not only did Iran, did Israel get hit, they'll have a breaking news. Israel got hit, and everything will be on the blurt, and then Israel's going to respond, and then the next day, then the U.S. gets hit. And they're going to say, oh, they hit us too. And all of this is doesn't matter what has happened. What only really matters is now that you're in this mix of things, what are you going to do? And all of these things are very, very, they're very, very plausible. I don't know which scenario is going to play out. But something is definitely going to play out. Because it's moving in that direction. And if people that don't want to see it, let them not see it. Don't worry about it. But this stuff is going to be so big, it's going to be the most significant event in your life. It's going to be the most significant event in your life. And that stage is being set. And one of the reasons why you know that stage is being set, because they've been telling you that it's going to happen. They've been giving you all the clues that it's going to happen. Then they tell people, and they got people in such a position to where they say, nah, it's not going to happen. And then that's when, boom, it does. And when it does on this next one, this next world war is going to be quite different. I don't know. I wasn't around during the other world wars. And I'm not talking about World War One or World War Two. I'm talking about some of the ancient ones. And we really... I wasn't there, and you weren't there, and yes, there may be different things that were written about them and everything, but how authentic do we know that they are? We really don't. But what do we do know? That there are fraternal orders of government that only way that they can survive is by creating crisis after crisis so that they can regulate. You know why? The government's have regulations of things, regulate food, regulate this, regulate that, because that makes them relevant. Regulations. And they have regulations so that they can fix and establish control over people. Meaning you have to pay them first, and you have to pay them by paying by their rules and playing by their rules. That keeps them in a position of advantage to have authority over what the everyday person has surrendered to them. See, your energy isn't something you own. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Your energy is something that you control. And the system has put in a very methodical aperture, a very methodical apparatus of subjugation by getting you to, because what you control can never be repossessed from you. You can only surrender it. And they've gotten everyone in the world to surrender their will, their free will, to their agenda. So listen, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Get ready to go to our last commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. And the number is 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. So, yes, I definitely see major false flags and major flashbang events happening for the overall maneuvering of the collapse of the empire of the U.S. And I don't think that that is going to take long, but it is going to be very significant. Look how vulnerable. And I love when people think that, nah, that can never happen. The U.S. is so great. This U.S. is so strong. Let me show you this real quickly. How significant was the U.S. in Katrina, in Harvey, in Maria? How significant was the might of the U.S.? So if they couldn't handle a storm that they knew was coming, let's just take it on face value that it wasn't a part of a conspiracy agenda. Let's just take it on face value of the U.S. being what many people falsely through the facade and the mirage of wealth think that the U.S. is. So the U.S. and all of its great pompture and wealth and all, it couldn't handle a storm that it knew was coming, regardless of how destructive it was destructed in a small area within the U.S. Couldn't handle it at all. Had no comprehensive plan. When they knew the storm was coming and everything else. So what's going to happen for those of you that remember Katrina, you remember some of the other events, the yo-yo effect, because it's going to be the same apparatus that failed in Katrina that everyone will be relying upon until they realize ain't no help coming. It's not going to be a different apparatus. It's not going to be a different service. It's not going to be a different first responder service. It's not going to be a different military. It's not going to be a different anything else. It's going to be the same one, but now the overall problem is not just one small city within the United States. It's over the whole continental United States. So what strength and what confidence do you have that there will be an appropriate plan of action to your benefit that will be in place other than the one that you should be putting in place? And if you would think that this can't happen, or nah, it won't happen, well, I will just say this. Nah, when it does, you won't be ready. That's more likely it. Because there's not going to be any help at all other than what you've already created within yourself, your family, and the general community in which you live in. Your first responder is going to be you. Your first responder is going to be your first reaction and response to the overall problem. That's the true first responder. And I would say it'd be who of you to get on board. I want to go back to this article, why that's so important, from the ECB governor of Austria, Central Bank. I read what he said earlier. He said, without gold, I would have starved to death. Without gold, I would have starved to death. I was born in 1944. When I was a baby, my mother could only buy food because she still had some gold coins. Let me stop right there. The word was she still had gold coin. Do you know in Austria, in the overall design-affected area that the systematic control of subjugation was targeting at that time, what they did to the people at that time was they got their gold out of their hands. How did they get their gold out of their hands? Through tricks. This is why he says she's still had some gold coins. His mother didn't fall for it. His mother was prepared while everybody else didn't have it. And if his mother didn't have it, he wouldn't have survived. He'd have starved to death. Let me ask you something. Do you all remember when you saw cash for gold places everywhere in the United States on every corner? That was soft mining. What they did was they were getting all of the jewelry-grade gold out of every single person in the United States. One of the things that we have to realize, some basic accounting truths, economic and accounting truths, write this down. If you have more liabilities than you have assets, you are bankrupt. If you have more liabilities than you have assets, you are financially bankrupt. What does that mean? Cash is not money. It's a liability to debt. If you have $1 million worth of cash and you don't have $1 million worth of assets, you're bankrupt. But see, most people here can't comprehend that because they've been addicted to having cash provide for them. Well, see, that's a misnomer. It was confidence that provided for you. It wasn't the cash. The cash is no magic piece of paper. It's only accepted by someone or rejected by someone. It just so happens throughout your life, it was accepted by someone else. In the future, it won't, and you'll see great, you will see the great difference between the two, and then you'll have an economic full understanding of why cash is not money. Because when you try to give it to someone, they're not going to accept it. Or if they will accept it, you won't have enough of it to trade something that's worthless for something that has a value of asset. You won't be able to give up liabilities to acquire assets. In order for you to acquire assets going forward as we move into an asset-based economy, you have to give up an asset for an asset. You won't be able to give up liabilities for an asset. You can do that now, but that window is closing. And this man's mother knew the importance of that because she still had gold coins. Let me ask you this. After the cash for gold phase that went through the United States for about 8 years, notice you don't have any cash for gold places anymore. When was the last time you saw people wearing gold jewelry? When was the last time you saw people having gold? Just as a jewelry base. How about this? When was the last time you saw a jewelry store that had gold as jewelry inside of it? Today now they have, instead of having gold and silver as a part of the overall in the jewelry store, guess what they replaced it with? Steel.
Hey, Dave.
Yep.
Hey, one more time. Actually, they on Facebook, because I am still part of that, I be registering my show and what have you. But on Facebook, I asked that same question because they have created new sites that they will purchase your jewelry that's silver and gold-based. They will purchase that. And my question was, why are y'all so interested in that now? What do you know that we don't know? And their response was, they've been doing this for thousands of years. They didn't say why they was doing it. They just mentioned that it's been happening for thousands of years. So even though it's not no physical places, they starting to do it like the Uber and Amazon type deal now, the way you could just send it in, they'll send you a check, and if they lose, sometimes you get away, but when they win, it takes care of everything. I just wanted to add that in real quick. Thank you, brother.
Yep. Very important. It's all being tricked in disguise. We don't have even jewelry-grade gold in our homes. We've never had jewelry. I mean, we don't have jewelry grade gold or jewelry grade silver anymore. Some people used to have 925 silver everywhere or gold. They had at least that. They don't have that anymore at all. Silverware ain't even silver no more. They kept the name, but it ain't silverware. It's fake. It's fool's silver, like there's fool's gold. Let me finish this article by this ECB governor. I grew up in a purely urban family. We had no relatives in the country, meaning he grew up in the city. I was born in 1944. When I was a baby, my mom could only buy food because she still, and that word still is so important. How many of you still have silver? How many of you still have gold? Jewelry. I'm not even talking about coins. I'm not talking about investment grade. I'm not talking about a full ounce of silver, of pure silver. I'm not talking about a full ounce of pure gold. Here's what happened to him. Because she still had gold coins, without gold, I would have starved. Listen, she always told me that. Why did she tell her son that? Because she knew that it was all a trick, and it was all, but because she prepared. The only reason why that she was able to maintain and feed him, and she let him know why he made it through. And the reason why he made it through is because she prepared before it happened. She was able to give up liabilities to carry an asset. Because once the crisis happens, you can only exchange an asset for an asset. If you don't have any assets, you won't have anything to exchange with, you'll starve. Article goes on. She always told me that. Therefore, this generation already has a certain gold affinity. In extreme times of crisis, there is one of the few things left to be accepted. In extreme times of crisis, this is one of the few things left to be accepted. That's the key. To accept it. Why is gold and the precious metals, why is silver accepted? Because his real money has real intrinsic value. It's not like a piece of paper. Gold was the only thing left to the people of the city at that time. Before the silver cutlery was also traded at the farmers. So do you think that this man, for the rest of his life, do you think that he ever saved in cash? No. What did he always save in? What saved him before, because he wanted to make sure of the assurances, his mother wanted to make sure of, that he knew of the gold and silver insurance and assurances. It doesn't matter what's in your wallet. See, that's the trick that the system tries to trick us all with. What's in your wallet? I'm going to tell you what's in your wallet. Debt, card, and cash. Your prosperity has to be in a vault. It's not what's in your wallet. It's what's locked in your vault. And this is very, very important. I can't stress this enough to you all, how important this is. And silver is more valuable than gold. And everyone here should be engaging in that. Because as this gentleman had the unfortunate time in life and experience that he had to go through because someone was prepared and someone made sure that they would be able to survive it. They went back to what the great creator made as money, and that's what got them through the crisis. And I'm going to ask you something. How long do you think the party is going to, the music is going to stay on in the party of the America?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
You know how my grandfather and great-grandparents made it through the recession? Not the, what did they call it, the Dust Bowl or that time of the...
Yeah, it was the Dust Bowl.
Yeah. Well, they had land to grow food on. They had guns to hunt with. They had fishing rods to go fish with. That's how they made it through. So while I'm not saying, hey, that gold isn't a good thing to have, gold or silver, but I think it's more important to have this knowledge on how to grow some food, how to seize.
Oh, without a doubt.
Have even if it's just a little .22 rifle with some ammunition to shoot some rabbits and some squirrels, or have some fishing gear to go fishing. And then you can feed yourself that way. You know, because I would also be worried about, okay, if I go to this dude who got something I want because I didn't plan ahead and I don't have any fishing gear and I don't have any knowledge of how to grow food or anything, and I go to get him this gold coin, he might think I got some more. Then they're going to be trying to find out where I live. And next thing you know, I got a gang of robbers at the door.
Yep, you definitely have to worry about that. And one of the things in the article, remember he said he grew up in the urban area, not in the country, in that whole thing. And yes, definitely you want to have those things. Definitely want to be able to have, but not everybody lives in the cities. I mean, I live in the country. But you should have, you know what you know is going to get you through.
And they got fishing in these cities, Dave. They got fishing in, I've lived in urban areas. They got small game, too.
Yeah, they do. They got pigeons and everything else. There's definitely something you want
to
do.
They got dogs running around. You may think, oh, I ain't going to eat no dog, get hungry.
Yeah, we think you got to get hungry. Yeah, that's all. That, what Scotty is saying is very, very true. But here's one of the things that happens, and it's happened in I have clients in Venezuela. And this is what happened with them. Because they did have, what happens is that the economy is not going to collapse. It's the common person's economy that's going to collapse. The people that did have, and you have to look at where you are, and it's very, very important. One of the things about a crisis is that most people don't know that you can't eat, you can't drink water safely without silver. Can't drink water safely without silver. So you can actually eat silver. You can actually consume silver, and it's very, very important that you do. But one of the things that's critical is that in this economic collapse, and what Scotty is saying is very, very true, but let me add this, and this is very, very important. When you have gold and silver, you do what you can. You know, even if you have 1, 2, 3, 4 ounces of gold, I mean, 1, 2, 3 ounces of silver, 4 ounces of silver, that's going to put you in a much better position than someone else that doesn't have it. And then there's always going to be a black market that springs up. And it doesn't matter if you're in the country or if you're in the city, because the overall black market expands itself everywhere. Just like the overall prohibition. And one of the things that the black market is going to want is going to want something that it will accept, it will use, and can use as settlement. And that's why it doesn't matter. Even if you have just 2 or 3 or 4 ounces of silver, you're in a better position than most people in the country. And you need, and it's critical that you do that. Here's why. When you do that, you'll have an asset so that food, because the economy will continue, it will just go to certain people that can afford to do it. But the overall goods will continue to move. And if you have means to establish control over that by way of having, because there's going to be businesses that are going to go out of business or be in jeopardy of going out of business because the business owner did not prepare for the economic collapse of the common person. You can go in and say, hey, you have this good, vibrant business. I'm going to let you own it, but I'm going to control it. I'm going to get you out of this economic hardship, and then I'm going to control the business. You're going to own the business and still run the business, and I'll control it. And you know what that person is going to do? Be a very loyal and say yes, because they're not willing to lose everything. And then now what's going to happen is that goods will transfer to you because you have the overall medium of exchange that the market wanted and needed. So now that puts you in a position where you're going to be able to gain. And what you're going to be able to gain is control of the black market. In the transferring of goods, the movements of goods is going to continue. But will those goods be able to, will you be able to acquire those goods is the key. And how do you do it? It's better to control the flow of the goods than to depend on the flow to be consistent. So that's how some of my clients in Venezuela, they were just like many people that listen to this radio show. They didn't have millions of dollars and everything else, but they knew something was wrong. They prepared for it, and they did. What they found in surprise was that there was new opportunities that came to them that otherwise wouldn't have come to them if they didn't have the historical medium of exchange of choice that has never gone to zero, real money. Because you can exchange an asset for an asset in a barter system at a time of crisis. Yes, you can, you know, you can actually exchange, you know, hunted food for something else that you need. It's an asset for an asset. This is what has happened throughout economic crisis of the past. There's pretty much all of them except for limited crisis that were just specific for one or two things. They evolve a little differently. The economy is not going to stop. The economy is not going to collapse. It's the everyday person. It's our economy that's going to collapse. And there's going to be new people of influence that come out of that that didn't have influence before the crisis. But they came on the scene and they arrived once the crisis did happen. So all of these things, you have to do, you definitely need to know how to grow food. You know, the precious metals is not an end-all to everything. But I'm going to tell you this, the importance of it is life-saving. Some of the people in Haiti, that in the 2011 earthquake of Haiti, that when the cholera outbreak happened, the thing that saved them was silver impregnated ceramic filters that they could filter water with. If those filters weren't sent to them, cholera would have continued to kill many, 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 many in Haiti. So its importance and its relevance is critical. There are many things we have to learn, many things we have to do. And if we spend more time in putting effort and energy to that, we'll be in a much, much better position. So definitely, it will definitely work. So, all right, everyone, get ready to get out of here. You got Melanated Root. Getting ready to come on. So stick around for that. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace, peace. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.